Just a little more time is all we're asking for. Cause just a little more time could open closing doors. Just a little uncertainty can bring it down.
CFW.
105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
It's Movie Monday with Laura McKenna, 105.7 CFW.
I think this is a bit early, but nobody asked me. I just went on the Hallmark Channel website for all those movies, and everything is red and green because they're doing their Christmas in July right now. Oh, if you would like to watch some romantic festive cheer, Christmas with a Kiss is on. And then tonight, if you're in the mood for a cruise ship Christmas, it's called Christmas at Sea. Oh, my God, they're so good. It's just a little early. July 7th is just a little too early for me to be getting into the Christmas spirit. But I know a lot of people are watching on this Movie Monday.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW. Altoona to Lake Chetek. We're your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? child within my heart rise above. Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my
Mac on 105.7 CFW. Last week I said, I bet you on this movie Monday, we're going to be talking about dinosaurs. And sure enough, Jurassic World Rebirth. They thought it would make about $130 million over the long holiday weekend. It made $147.3 million over the five-day holiday weekend span. One of our listeners texting in their movie review, just one word, bad, and then an A, and then $2 signs. So they did the radio edit for us. So I think the people liked it.
Oh,
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? For you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth. Make 'em go.
It went all weekend, so I think people have exploded what they had. It's 105.7 CFW on this Movie Monday, and Fast and the Furious movie news. The 11th and final movie is scheduled, at least right now, for April 2027. But here's a little twist. We're going to see the return of Paul Walker. Now, of course, we know in real life he died in a car accident in 2013, but Vin Diesel said that that popular character played by Paul Walker, Brian O'Connor, will appear somehow by the magic of Hollywood in this 11th and final Fast and the Furious movie. So fans are very, very pumped about that.
Somebody told me, boy, everything she wants is everything she sees. I guess I must have loved you. Good.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7
CFW.
Movie Monday with Laura McKenna, 105.7 CFW.
So over the holiday weekend, and in fact, over the last few weeks, I've watched a lot of series, read a lot of books, watched a lot of movies because my stupid knee. I don't know if I could sit in a theater like a normal person for 2 hours, but with ice packs and my leg propped up at home, yeah, there's really... It's not a lot else to do, so I've been making it work. I did see two movies that are, again, not the best I've ever seen, but worth a watch. I wasn't disappointed. So Scary Movie fans, you know what I say about scary movies. It doesn't have to be the best because not a lot of them are. But I like a plot. I like a wrap up. I like for it to be somewhat possible. And I watched a movie, and I love movies with creepy little children in them. I don't know what it is, but it kicks it up a notch. And I'm like, ugh. But the movie is called There's Something Wrong with the Children. Very appropriate title with two creepy kids in it. It's a couple and a family go on a summer vacation to some cabin in the woods. And that's all I'm going to tell you. Again, not the best scary movie, but it wasn't bad. There was some scary parts. The other movie I saw, and I've had this one on my list for quite some time with Nicole Kidman, called Holland. I will say it's called a thriller. And definitely that is appropriate. It starts out a little bit of like a goofy thriller, not a comedy, but just a little bit, I don't want to say slapstick. If you liked the Fargo movie, the original Fargo movie from back in the day, I would say it had that sort of beginning feel to it. But then it got kind of gruesome and good. Not the best, but good. So there's something wrong with the children and Holland. If you have those on your list to watch, yeah, maybe bump them up a couple notches.
For your news, weather, sports, and the latest throughout the Chippewa Valley, check out 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap is where Chippewa Valley relies on the latest information to stay informed and up to date on what's happening in our area. For news, weather, and sports, 24 hours a day, rely on 93.5 The Tap.
When people think jewelry, they often think
engagement, anniversaries,
and those are great times to give jewelry. But you know another great time to give jewelry?
Valentine's Day?
But there's still another. And that's any day the mood strikes you.
That could be
all the other days of the year.
We just want to make it easy.
I'm Nicole Lasker.
And I'm Sister Liz. After nearly 100 years of doing this, Lasker's knows how to match the right thing with any reason.
Promotions or retirement.
Off to school or graduating.
New baby or your baby gets married.
You decide the reason. We match with something sparkly.
Rings that are proposal ready at Lasker's today. With diamonds both natural and lab grown, our engagement rings are made at the right price for everyone.
After three generations, Lasker's has seen every reason for jewelry. Any reason you bring us, we have jewelry to match.
Lasker's, just a precious stone's throw from Oakwood Mall and online at Lasker's.com.
Looking for a meal that's fresh, exciting, and all you can eat? Come to Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, Eau Claire's first Hot Pot Buffet. Savor traditional Hot Pot freshly made sushi and a delicious dinner buffet featuring oysters for just $25.99. With monthly specials and endless choices for lunch and dinner, there's something for everyone. Stop in for an unforgettable dining experience located at the corner of Claremont Avenue and London Road. Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, where fresh flavor meets endless possibilities.
The 2025 Northern Wisconsin State Fair is back July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. Experience 5 full days of rides, food, animals, free attractions, and family fun. Plus, the line of Kugel Main Stays brings you Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery, Hairball, Flo Rida, and Foreigner. Get your tickets and details at NWSFA.com. Make it a summer to remember. We'll see you at the fair.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
Sunny and comfortable today with high temperatures in the low 80s and clouds holding off until late tonight. As they start to build in, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
CFW.
Give me a sign. Hit me, baby. 7 CFW.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's of gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were hard. Take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, fill me in your bones. Just one more night and I'm coming on this long and winding road.
The 80s, 90s, and more. It's 105.7 CFW and wrapping up a Movie Monday with some sequel news. And we're going back in time to Remember the movie The Social Network? It had Justin Timberlake in the movie. Also, Jesse Eisenberg played Mark Zuckerberg. Well, apparently there is a Social Network Part 2 in the works. It's going to be based on some Wall Street Journal article that they did on Facebook. I don't know if Jesse is back to play Mark Zuckerberg. In fact, we don't know anything. If you go to the IMDb page, it's just blank. There's a working title, The Social Network Part 2, but that's it.
If you leave, don't leave now. Please don't take my heart away. Promise me just one more night. Then we'll go our separate ways. We've always had time on.
Listening to Laura McKenna.
Makes a workday fly by.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Pressure.
what you want. People, people on streets.
So slashed and torn. Pressure.